The Volokh Conspiracy. Mostly law professors, sometimes contrarian, often libertarian, always independent. My New Liberalism. Org article on the centrality of private property rights to liberalism. It argues that strengthening protection for property rights is essential to liberty and to benefiting the poor and disadvantaged. Today, the Institute for Humane studies liberalism. Org website published my article on why private property rights deserve a central place in the liberal political tradition. It explains how property rights are essential to liberty and why strengthening protection for them particularly benefits the poor and disadvantaged. Here is an excerpt. Property rights were central to the origins of the liberal political tradition, and, in our time especially, they should be central once again. In addition to their inherent value as a vital element of liberty and autonomy, bolstering them is essential to uplifting the poor and disadvantaged and boosting prosperity and innovation. The right to private property can also help protect a variety of other important rights. Property rights were a central focus of the early liberal tradition. John Locke famously wrote that the purpose of government was the protection of life, liberty, and property. Many of the American founders made similar statements. At the Constitutional Convention, Alexander Hamilton avowed that one great object of government is the personal protection and security of property. James Madison, Hamilton's great adversary on many issues, agreed, writing in his famous 1792 essay on property, that government is instituted to protect property of every sort, this being the end of government, that alone is a just government, which impartially secures to every man whatever is his own. In more recent times, many, including many left liberals, have downgraded property rights and advocated that they be severely limited, often supposedly to protect the interests of the poor and disadvantaged. Yet the poor and disadvantaged have the most to gain from strengthening protection for property rights. Stronger protections would raise living standards for them and for society as a whole. As early liberals understood, property is essential to liberty. Almost every important human activity requires the use of property. Property is also essential to the exercise of almost every type of liberty and autonomy. There is no meaningful freedom of speech without property rights in books, computers, newspapers, printing presses, internet connections, and other facilities necessary to disseminate our words. There is little, if any, freedom of religion without property rights in locations needed to hold religious services, propagate religious doctrines, and operate other religious institutions. The right to contraception protected by the Supreme Court's famous decision in Griswold v. Connecticut, though usually thought of as a privacy right, depends on the right to acquire and possess property rights in contraceptives. We can make similar points about almost any other form of liberty. If exercising it requires the use of land or material goods, that exercise depends on property rights. Without such rights, the government could at any time negate the liberty simply by denying the ability to use property needed to exercise it. Moreover, liberty depends not just on the mere legal ownership of property, but on the right to use that property for the purposes the owner decides. The rest of the article goes into detail on the importance of specific property rights issues, such as exclusionary zoning, protection against eminent domain, and others. I am a regular contributor to liberalism.org. My previous articles for the site are Liberalism's Uneasy Relationship with Democracy and Immigration Restrictions Restrict Americans' Liberties. Liberalism.org is a new initiative of the Institute for Humane Studies, led by Jason Kuznicki. Its purpose is to promote and revitalize liberal political thought in an era where illiberal of various types are on the rise. Jason provides an overview of the project and its purposes here. The other regular contributors are prominent libertarian or libertarian-leaning thinkers, though some may prefer terms like classical liberal. They include Radley Balko, leading expert on criminal law and law enforcement issues, Janet Bufton, prominent Canadian classical liberal thinker and political commentator, Prof. Michael Munger, Duke University, Sarah Esquire, Liberty Fund, and Prof. Matt Zwielinski, University of San Diego, co-author of The Individualists, Radical, Reactionaries, and the Struggle for the Soul of Libertarianism. I look forward to continuing to work with them.